This has greatly increased the Central Oregon's capacity and expertise to prevent and quickly respond to communicable disease threats in our region. And we're really excited to continue to expand our infection prevention work in other facilities such as homeless shelters and places that serve vulnerable populations. And we're also really continuing to enhance our communication efforts so we can proactively share critical health information with healthcare providers and to the public so people can take steps to protect themselves. A good example of that is right now we're dealing with a lot of issues around the coronavirus and fear in the community and preparing for it to potentially come to the Central Oregon. And so by having these funds and these two positions, we've been able to do more active surveillance and prevention and preparing our community and our healthcare providers to effectively respond.